Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from Stivers School for the Arts about the true meaning of friendship. Here's project coordinator Basim Blund.
And this story, we'll hear from producer Kaylee Morris, who talks about having a bad day, where being angry, rebellious, and lost turned out to be the best thing that could have happened.
My name is Kaylee. I love to tell stories and hang out at home with my family, which includes my mom, my dad, and my four brothers. My family has always been religious, everyone except me. Every Sunday, we would get up at 10 a.m., get dressed in a mom-approved outfit, and drive 30 minutes to church. There wasn't anyone my age at my church. I didn't have many friends. I never really understood Christianity. Whenever the pastor would talk about feeling Jesus in your heart, I would never really feel him. I would still close my eyes in prayer, take the bread and communion, but I just didn't get it. I still don't. The youth group was different. Everyone in youth group was kind of weird in a way. Our youth pastor, Stephanie, always made sure we made friends with each other. They've been taking me to a Christian school, church, Sunday school, and youth group for most of my life, which started to take a toll on me. One day at church, I had enough. Enough of the sermon notes, the pastor, all of it. I refused to go inside the sanctuary, and eventually my dad found me in the lobby. He was not happy. Dad asked me what I was doing, and that I should go back into the sanctuary. I said I wasn't going to because I wasn't a Christian. I didn't want to go to church anymore, either. He told me that I was always a Christian, and if I didn't go to church anymore, he would drive me to the homeless shelter and leave me there. People were walking in and out of rooms, watching the whole situation happen. It was awkward. I hoped one of them would try to stop my dad. Eventually, he took my phone and sent me out to the car because I was crying and causing a scene. Now I knew Dad said stupid stuff, and I was completely aware that he didn't actually want to kick me out of the house. But that day was a day of change. It took some time to convince myself, but I left. I began my quest to a new home. I walked for a while before choosing to cut through a hospital parking lot into a fast food place. A nice man let me borrow his phone to call Mom. It went to voicemail. I walked past a gym, a taco shop, and two gas stations. There wasn't any sidewalk either, and the road was way too narrow to walk on without me being turned into human guacamole. But I went slow and looked back every once in a while. There were rocks. Torso-sized boulders. I slipped on a few, but I held onto the railing to keep me steady. I wandered a little while longer, got my shoes wet with mud, sweated and wheezed, and then wandered some more. And I found myself at Stephanie's house. Two servings of quesadillas later, Mom drove into the driveway. Apparently, Stephanie texted Mom and told her I was at her house. Mom was pissed when she picked me up, which I understand. Having your child run away must be terrifying, especially in this day and age.
While she was working on our story, Kaylee went back to see Stephanie, the person who gave her a safe refuge the day she decided to run away. Stephanie even played one of her favorite gospel tunes on the piano for Kaylee.
My name is Stephanie Weldon.
So do you remember the one night I came over to your house and ate your quesadillas?
I do.
What were you thinking?
You were just kind of like very calm, like I was kind of kicked out and I was like, oh, okay. But my first instinct was definitely to give you food.
Were you confused? Were you like kind of like, oh, Kaylee's kicked out? What were you like feeling?
Like thinking about how you walked from church to here. There's no sidewalks.
There are no sidewalks.
There's no shoulders. There's no lines. You almost put your life on the line though to walk there. So at any point during that walk, were you like, maybe this isn't worth it? Did you have any fear of all that?
Of the cars hitting me? Yes.
I'll be honest. A lot of our teens and our youth right now probably would not consider themselves religious people. A lot of them come from Bible-believing families. I'm a big believer of love in action rather than just words.
Stephanie took me in, no questions asked. She gave me cherry limeade and even fed me homemade quesadillas. Now that's what I call a gospel woman. For Dayton Youth Radio, I'm Kaylee Morris at Stivers School for the Arts.
That was Lost and Found, produced by Kaylee Morris from Stivers School of the Arts. Special thanks to Eva Maxudis and Leslie Rogers at Stivers. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
To hear more Dayton Youth Radio stories, visit our website, wyso.org, or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Armont Boyer Charitable Trust, Fifth Third Bank, trustee.